Welcome to the Fish Fry. My name's Courtney and this is my co-host Eric. We are the two co-founders of Sour Fish Events. Last week we took a week off podcasting, so nothing to recap for last week, but the week prior we discussed all about how to plan a 5K. So if you've ever been interested in planning a 5K or want to know more about what goes into it, check out season 2 episode 3 for that. This week we are filming a cider tasting.
Yeah. If you're listening on the podcast right now and you're wondering all throughout this episode why we keep referencing look at this, look at that, it's because we're also filming this for YouTube as well as Instagram TV. So
the video version of this will come out next week, but the audio version will still come out today, Friday, April 30th. So.
Yeah. Well, just to kind of bring people up to speed on what, like, why we're having a cider tasting video. Last year, we introduced the Gordy's Apple Cider Spice Mix for the first time. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a spice blend that you add to your apple cider to kind of kick it up a notch.
And this
I hate that I just use that term. But
well, and this went in last year, went in every virtual run packet, and it will go in all the virtual run packets again this year. The in-person location-based races do not have the spice mix.
Right, so this is exclusive to our virtual run, but you never know. Maybe if you ask nicely at a race, we might have some on hand. I don't know. I'll be at the races, come to me.
I will not be. Don't look for me.
So yeah, this is, just to kind of go over it again, apple cider is great by itself. We love it. It's our favorite fall drink. This guy, Gordy, lives off of it. But we decided last year we wanted to kind of provide something to all the people that were running from their neighborhood via the virtual run, mm-hmm, to kind of make their apple cider a little more exciting. So what we came up with is this concept of an apple cider spice mix. You take your apple cider you get, whether you get it at the farmer's market, a local orchard, even the store, get your apple cider, pour 8 ounces of it, a normal cup, and then you take your little packet and add the spice blend in. This is kind of fun for us because this isn't just your normal, like, run-of-the-mill spice mix.
No, we've had this unique flavors here.
Yeah, and we've had these specially made for the event. Mm-hmm. So last year, the company that we're working with, they're out of Colorado, they sent us a bunch of flavors to try. We recorded a video and chose the, what was last year?
We did the cardamom.
Cardamom. Yeah. That's why I asked you. I can't ever say that.
I don't know if I said it right either, but that's what we used, yeah, and it was great.
It was great.
I feel like last year's spices were more normal, like run-of-the-mill spices. They're like, I don't know. I feel like this year we have like some unique ones.
Yeah. And we should have done a little bit of research. We were just so excited to start this video today, but we should have really looked at what we had on the table last year. But like you said, this year we have some more unique ones. And when we were working with the company to kind of come up with version 2.0, we said, like, give us some oddball ones. So they tested them all and sent us all good ones. They assured us. And we're super excited to try some of these. And hopefully after the end of this podcast and video, we have the 2021 flavor chosen.
That's the goal.
So some housekeeping notes. First of all, always choose a really good apple cider. Again, we always urge people to go local, go to your local orchard, find someone that makes it near you. Come fall, it's pretty easy to find. This time of year, not so easy to find. Always try and go local when you can. What you want to do specifically, the instructions that we receive from the spice people are do 8 ounces. So a cup of apple cider and then mix in the whole packet. Now, pro tip from me, if you really love the taste of the apple cider and you don't want to go crazy overboard with flavor, start off with a little, stir it, and then see how it is. For the sake of this video and for testing, we're going to mix the entire packet in as we're instructed to. But again, and we'll let you know, like, there's really certain ones where you think it might be a little too sweet or it might be a little too intense.
Now, Eric, are each of these the size like that we received in the sample?
Yeah, that's a packet, yep. So it's a hefty amount.
Yeah, these are pretty big.
And another kind of thing to know is that for these are meant to add more spice than they are to add sweetness. So yeah. All these do have sugar in it, but the overall idea is to not overload you with sugar and to give you, to enhance the already sweet flavor of apple cider.
All right, should we get started?
Yeah, let's shake this up. So again, because we're trying to be official, we're going to measure this into this cup, which is 8 ounces, and then you're gonna pour it into there.
Am I using this as well or no?
These are our drinking cups, so you're gonna pour the cider into there.
Oh, okay.
Into there, we're gonna stir it up, and then we're sharing the same. We'll pour them into our individual cups after. So while she gets these prepared, the first one that we're trying, and I'm very excited for this one, is the honey lavender.
Yeah, when I was asking you what we had earlier, this one stuck out to me as the weirdest, I think.
Yeah.
So pour the whole thing in.
Pour the whole thing in, stir it, and then you can just
dump You can it see the, cups. The pieces of the lavender.
Yeah.
It smells really good. Like, I'm surprised.
Ooh. There it goes. We have our man Gordy watching over us today to make sure we do all this right. All right. Very excited.
You can still see the lavender in the glass. Did I not stir it enough? I don't know if that's supposed to dissolve.
That's not going to dissolve.
Okay.
I'm very excited in general. I haven't had apple cider since the fall, so this is kind of a fun little spring treat.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's really good.
Yeah. It's a very faint lavender.
Mm-hmm.
Very faint.
Like, I can barely tell that there's anything
in
here.
You can smell the lavender on the nose.
Yeah.
But you can't really taste it, which maybe you can't really taste lavender in general. So maybe just adding a better aroma. I'm still getting mostly, almost all just
apple cider.
There's a little bit of honey in it too, so you get a little touch of that sweetness. But frankly, I was really excited for the lavender aspect, and I don't think it's shining through enough.
You don't want any more?
No, I don't. I just, we have a few more to go.
As I chugged mine. All right.
So, next up on the docket, we have orange clove. So, this is one they said they weren't sure if we were going to like it or not, but their team thought it was going to be great, so we're here for it.
I'm just making sure I get all the lavender out of this glass. Oh, it's really hanging out. Come on. All right.
So yeah, orange clove apple cider spice blend. This is going to be very interesting to see how this works with the apple tastes.
Mmm. It smells good, but like when I was a kid, my mom got some orange clovey like spice tea. I don't know what it was, but it was like the spicy remember Tang?
Yeah.
It was like that, but it was tea, and it was like my favorite thing. So maybe I think I'm gonna like this.
We'll see. So a fun fact: apples are the second most valuable fruit in America.
Yeah.
What's the first most valuable fruit?
Do you know, or are you?
I do.
Okay, oranges.
Oranges. So we're combining the two most valuable fruits in America.
I spilled it everywhere on me.
That's fine.
Okay. Is it weird if I taste the powder?
No.
I'll do
Thoughts?
It's like a lot of sugar.
Just dump it in and try
it. It tastes like sugar.
All right. So the first option, the honey lavender, I don't think either of us were too terribly impressed with.
It didn't really. High hopes for it. It just didn't really do anything for me, I guess. Like, it was, it tasted like normal apple cider. There was no enhancement. All right, you can, like, see the spice, like, floating around in here from, like, from the spice mix. All right,
so orange clove, here we go. Cheers. That's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like it.
It has a much more pronounced flavor than the previous one, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can't taste the... It has a taste. I get the clove more than I do the orange.
Mm-hmm.
You can still tell some the orange is there in a very, very faint way.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's good. If I were choosing between honey lavender and orange clove, I would go with orange clove.
All right. So, let's fire this back up. Let's move on.
Did you know that this is actually often referred to as, like, sweet cider? And... like other cider, like when you if you were like Google like facts about cider, it's gonna bring up facts about hard cider.
Really?
And hard cider is mostly referred to in like America as hard cider, but everywhere else in the world is just cider.
Gotcha. Interesting. Any other good facts?
The crab apple is the only apple that's native to North America.
Interesting.
It's very interesting. Oh, I gotta. Rinse this out.
We were doing some light research today in preparation for the podcast to kind of fill in some fun facts for cider.
Yeah, and it's apples. Actually pretty hard to find facts about cider without looking at facts about hard cider, and that's not what this is about.
Fun fact about us, we used to work in the hard cider industry in a way.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. the hard cider.
Yeah, we used to have the hard cider on for several years, and unfortunately that ended in 2019. Was the last year for it?
Yeah, that was where we canceled it last. Well, canceled it. We decided to stop doing it, producing it last in like the late fall of 19, like winter of 19. Not winter, fall of 19. And then the pandemic hit and everything in the spring got canceled anyways. So we really kind of lucked out there without,
yeah,
with that aspect of it. All right, what is next?
Ginger.
Ginger apple. This is the one I'm most excited for.
Why?
It just seems like up my alley. And, ooh, it has the fewest ingredients, which last year's winner had the fewest ingredients. So maybe we're onto something. Okay, I want to try the powder in this one again.
Can you smell it?
Mm-hmm. Gingery.
Oh yeah, that's gingery.
Also big fan of ginger. So, all right, dumping it in. Okay. It's like bubbling.
Yeah, so ginger I'm excited for as well. Ginger is one of those things that is a really good remedy for a lot of things, for a lot of things that ail you. So ginger is used to help settle stomachs, which I think that's like the primary use for.
I had so much ginger in the first trimester of this pregnancy.
Ginger always adds that really good like ginger spice to it. I'm not sure how you describe it, but it's a very unique flavor profile. So cheers.
I can smell the ginger. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's, like, definitely the most pronounced flavor so
yep.
far. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah. So far, that's the winner. Like, we have one more to try, but, like, that's the winner so far.
It adds a, like, if you've had like ginger before, it has, like, that heat to it on the back.
Like, the kick. And the, yeah.
Not, wouldn't describe it as spicy.
Mm-mm.
Like not like a pepper spice.
No.
But ginger always has that kind of unique back end a little bit of like tingling on the throat.
Yeah.
Type thing.
No, this
and
is delicious.
And that's here. That's kind of.
I'm going to drink all of it.
Yep. So far, I think that's leading.
Again, I wanted to drink all of it.
You can have that. So as we move on, we have one more to taste. This one, I'm sure once you hear it, you'll either say yay or nay, but we have the pumpkin spice blend next. So this one, I know it just screams fall.
This is like screaming Gordy's, but maybe it's not going to be the winner.
We don't know. We'll find
out. Like how much pumpkin is too much pumpkin? Is there a limit? Mm-hmm. I don't know. All right.
Yeah, we know that there's a love-hate relationship here in the U.S. with pumpkin spice. Some people love it. They can't wait for mid-August when pumpkin lattes start coming out. Other people hate it, and they can't stand the thought of another pumpkin spice-flavored item.
I also want to see how this pumpkin spice compares to, like, the pumpkin spice of the world, like, that you get at coffee shops and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I think it's going to be way different.
Hopefully. Looking at the ingredients, it has, it's obviously spices, which is great. We'll see. I'm just hoping that's not too sweet because that's
it's
one
cinnamon,
thing.
Nutmeg, ginger, allspice, cloves, and sugar. So, all right. It smells like pumpkin.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Shocking.
Mix it up. Also, if you're watching us and you're tuning in and wondering what are those cool shirts they have, these are some of the new swag items we just revealed. We're actually revealing these next week. So if you're listening to the podcast,
you want to tune in to see
them. You want to tune in to see it or check back on our website for them because we're going to release them early next week.
I like how I just said that to the microphone. Like I looked down and I was like, you want to tune in to see it.
But Courtney has the crew neck sweater. Very nice. As always, we try to keep the designs for the crew neck sweater very simple. It's a maroon color.
This one's harder to mix. Sorry to interrupt, but like, it's not dissolving as easily. Maybe
good,
it's not supposed
to. And then I'm wearing the Tough Pumpkin long sleeve tech shirt. So this is a heathered tech material with our Tough Pumpkin guy on it. So if you're signing up for Tough Pumpkin this fall, this is a great add-on.
All right. Here you go.
Well.
Cheers, the last one. Oh, it smells like pumpkin.
Oh, that's real good.
Shoot.
That, like, took me to fall. Like, I felt like we were, this sounds so lame, but I felt like we were like on a farm.
Oh my gosh.
In the fall when it's chilly out, it should not be. I mean, it's not, it's cool out today, but I feel like it should be like 10 degrees colder.
Should be like
a bonfire over there. I don't know.
This one would be really good if you heated up the apple mm-hmm. cider. I don't know if you can see. There's like, you can see the spice residue in the glass. So it doesn't like necessarily really like dissolve as well. But I think
that's not a bad thing.
Because you can like see the spice. Huh. I wish we had. Do we have more pockets to try
we
this
sure
again?
We sure do. We also could potentially put it up to a vote if we are undecided.
Mm-hmm. We could. All right. So far, I think this pumpkin spice one is winning. It tastes nothing like the pumpkin spice that you get at a coffee shop or like your pumpkin spice latte or anything like that. It doesn't taste anything like that. It tastes more like... like just fall.
I do agree though. Like it's not...
It's not overbearingly pumpkin.
Yeah.
It's more, like they're calling it pumpkin spice, but like you're tasting the cinnamon and the nutmeg. And I mean, it has
Which
the ginger in it too.
Spice.
I know. But like, You're not, I don't know, it just doesn't taste.
I think something I have to remember, though, is that they make all of these for us to enhance the cider and not overpower it.
Yeah.
So that's, this is a good test. It doesn't, you can definitely taste it, but it's not killing you with pumpkin spice.
Yeah. All right, I think this is the winner. I called it. I don't know, maybe.
Let's put it up to a vote.
Okay.
We'll put it up to a vote on Instagram. We'll wait till next week when we release the video. Mm-hmm. But tune in then, and we'll put it up to vote. But I don't know. It's going to be hard.
They're both really good.
I guess it's more so we'll put it up between the pumpkin spice and the ginger apple, and people will have to talk us out of pumpkin spice because that was really good.
Yeah, that was... Do you want any more?
I'm okay.
Okay.
But
that I can drink all that. The best. I think the ginger was really good, though. I think the honey lavender and the orange peel, they just didn't do much. Or they didn't do as much. They did their job, but, like, these two were the winners.
Nice. I agree. I had high hopes for the honey lavender. Yeah. I think if it had a little more lavender in it, it would have been really good, but just way too light on it.
Yeah.
Orange clove, it just primarily tastes like clove, and there was that something in the background, and I couldn't really put my finger on it, even though in my mind I knew it was orange.
Yeah.
And then these two, ginger and pumpkin spice, that was great. So
I agree.
So again, if you're listening to this on the Fish Fry tonight, Friday night, we will be posting the follow-up video next week. We'll also be revealing all the swag next week. Not all the swag. We'll
be revealing these two items.
Yeah, on the video. And yeah. They'll also come out on the website and all that good stuff, the Shopify store.
And these are already available for purchase. You just can't see what they look like yet. So
next week,
you'll know.
And then we'll also put the vote up on Instagram stories at the same time when we put up the video.
Sounds good.
So thanks for tuning in, guys. Sorry you couldn't be here with us to taste these because it takes, you know, half the fun out of it. But hopefully you got some enjoyment out of it. And tune in next week and vote.
Yes, please vote. Otherwise, I'm choosing.
All right. Close us out.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of The Fish Fry. We will see you next Friday. Cheers.
Cheers.